Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
Are we all aliens? NASA's return to asteroid samples hold the ingredients of life from a watery world. By Marcia Dunn, AP News.
Scientists reported Wednesday that asteroid samples fetched by NASA hold not only the pristine building blocks for life, but also the salty remains of an ancient water world.
These findings provide the strongest evidence yet that asteroids may have planted the seeds of life on Earth, and that these ingredients were mingling with water almost right from the start.
NASA's OSIRIS-REx spacecraft returned 4 ounces of dust and pebbles from the near-Earth asteroid Bennu.
Bennu was originally part of a much larger body, and evidence suggests it had an extensive underground network of lakes or oceans which evaporated away.
Research teams confirmed the presence of sodium-rich minerals, amino acids, nitrogen, and even parts of genetic code.
That's the kind of environment that could have been essential to the steps that lead from elements to life, said Tim McCoy of the Smithsonian Institution.
Said McCoy, are we alone? That's one of the questions we're trying to answer.
And now, here is What's the Point? Written by Michael Sadler, directed by Christian Suwulka. Performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, February 3rd, 2025.
Blorp. This session is called to order by me, Chancellor Jeebus the Ninth of her kind.
Bleep blorp.
Bleep blorp. This session was called to determine an instance of first contact in the seventh region of Galaxy Nougat in the anterior sector of fucking you have the dossier. I'm not going to read this whole thing.
I say let's do it.
Annie, you're already out of line.
That's general anesthesia to you.
Okay, Annie. Like, keep trying to make that happen.
Can I go? I want to meet the aliens.
Can you please let me get through this? Almanac 3000, please brief us on the details of the planet in question.
I am Almanac 3000, keeper of the annals, archives, factoids, fun facts, and marginalia.
And that's why we love you.
The planet in question was given codename Project Blue Eyes in the standard year 4362 BEC. It is known to the indigenous population as Earth, or is known as colloquially, Garth.
Ugh, bleep, damn it. I didn't know this was Garth we were talking about. Someone order lunch. It's going to be a long day.
In the standard year 4362, a seed packet containing the building blocks of life was nestled in an asteroid and catapulted to the Nougat Galaxy. Over the last 3.7 billion years, that life has evolved into a species of sentient creatures known as Cubans.
Humans!
Excuse me. Who's the literal walking encyclopedia here?
Get to the point!
A trigger event has occurred on Garth. The humans have discovered the building blocks of life on another asteroid, and will soon discover our plan to populate the universe with sentient beings.
And thus, we have reached a critical crossroads wherein we must decide whether or not to make first contact with the humans, or Cubans. I could use a sandwich.
I love humans. They are like my pet obsession. Did you know they created a TV show called Mark and Mandy, which predicted this exact crossroads?
Before we proceed any further, I must ask that we kneel and pay homage to our sacred god Emperor Taco Bellius, who allows us to remain alive and in whose looming shadow we all cower, for her greatness knows no bounds.
Anyone got any weed?
Oh, shit. I didn't know she was gonna be here.
They.
Oh, shit. They. I'm sorry, God Emperor. Please don't eviscerate my circuits.
I'm kidding. I'm she.
It is standard procedure for an instance of first contact to honor the mutant deity. May we bow deeply.
And so it is said, the God Emperor, who forges each day the golden path, paved in Nacho Supreme, she alone shall lead us to the land which is promised. We pay homage to you, keeper of truth,
tacos, and our mortal souls.
At the center of consciousness, there is a void. Look closely. There is nobody there. Who's doing the thinking? Look closely and you'll see. Oh. I just ripped a big fat one.
and that's why we love you. Amen.
I move we board the ship before us and embark for Garth this very morn.
Now hold your horses. That place is a mess right now. Almanac report.
Garth is currently embroiled in a slew of geopolitical and environmental crises. Oceans boil. Numerous tyrants have ascended. Most fearful is a boisterous birthday party clown who bears resemblance to a melting creamsicle.
So I rest my case, General, God Emperor, and all assembled. It's a shit show. I mean, seriously, what's the point?
But Jeebus, I can fix them. Oh.
Move to abort now. Should we order subs or Soylent Mush? Uh-huh. I think I'm in the mood for mush today.
You hold your horses, Chancellor. Standard procedure dictates that the God Emperor must also offer a spiritual calculation before a first contact verdict is reached.
General, do you have any friends? Weren't you married? What happened?
God Emperor Tacobelius, we humbly await your spiritual calculation, which shall serve as the impetus for our actions on this matter.
Guys! I got really fucked up last night. So me and these celestial beings, they're kind of like whales, but they navigate star systems using a sort of radioactive sonar. Anywho, I'm just cruising around with these guys and we come across the biggest nebula you've ever seen, but I'm so blotto. I tried to inhale it because I think I'm taking a bong rip. Let me tell you. Do not have stardust and then restructure the laws of physics.
And there you have it.
Chancellor Jeebus, I had a thought.
Almanac, that's not what we pay you for.
While I lack true sentiment, and while statistically this mission seems like a useless effort, I am beginning to understand General Anesthesia's point of view.
Oh, hey, thanks, Almanac.
After all, according to the annals, our society too has seen its share of trials. If we were able to evolve past these dark eras, should the humans not be given the same chance?
Hey, buckaroo, stick to the facts, Jack. Last thing we need is our toilets to start giving us opinions on our dookie.
Are you even going to answer his query?
Fine, sure, you're right. We have a history of carelessness, murder, destruction, you name it. Okay, yes, and maybe we did somehow end up in the horrifying thrall of a capricious mutant monster who we call both leader and deity.
Ah, yes. Permanence is an illusion. Think about sour cream. That used to be milk. Now it's in your taco. How did it get there? Now it's in your stomach. Damn, I love sour cream.
But all that notwithstanding, why should we get involved in someone else's comic puberty to help them avoid our civilization's stupidest moves?
Like the time we managed overpopulation through cannibalism?
Listen. We are not here to decide whether humans survive or die. That fate is up to no one but destiny.
And me.
And you, Taco Bellius, I'm just saying, whatever happens to humans is none of my beeswax.
But it is our beeswax. Were it not for Project Blue Eyes, Garth wouldn't have life. We brought them into this universe. Don't we bear some responsibility for their success?
I must agree. The goals of the Great Seeding were to create life and to ensure it continues until the heat death of the universe.
Damn it! I show up to one council session. Now we're going to debate the purpose of life itself. This is why we have a god emperor, so we don't have to think about this crap!
The purpose of life? That is so stupid. You see, time is a donut.
Don't you see, Chancellor? While we may not understand our desire to forward life, isn't there something valuable in doing so? Isn't the continuation of life a point in and of itself?
Whoa, ones and zeros. You've been smoking nebulas with Taco?
I move to initiate the final mission of Project Blue Eyes. First contact!
According to regulation, a majority vote must be reached.
Well, fine. I'm a nay if that wasn't blaringly obvious.
I vote aye, Almanac.
Oh, God.
May we usher in a new era for the human race?
That's the majority. Suck it, Jeebus.
Now, hang on a second. There's one more vote in this room.
Move to strike. Mutant deities don't get a vote.
Fine. But before the mission commences, I demand we get an answer from Taco Bellius herself on the open question of this council.
What question?
What's the point?
Jesus H. Cripes!
What's the point of saving a civilization on the brink of collapse? Why not let it all just fizzle, snap, crackle, pop, you know? Just burn out in a glorious supernova. Misery dissolving into a fine powder to be huffed by an intergalactic fish?
Well, Taco Bellius, what's the point?
Do you remember what happened to you before you were born? No. So it is with death. It is not so much an ending or a beginning. It is the continuation of a song that shall lap the shores of eternity. The humans, like you, are flawed creatures. They steal, murder, and watch entire videos in public without headphones. Yet I admire them. Even if they perish, they have yet met greatness in their tiny blue orb. So only one mystery remains. Almanac, what was the name of the human creation?
Hamburger Helper?
Yes. Hamburger Helper. Hamburger Helper. Hamburger don't need help.
Satisfied?
Well, as you said, the eyes have it.
Almanac, will you join me?
Yes. I should very much like to try this Hamburger Helper.
To the ship!
Wait!
What is she doing?
She's using the powerful horn of Chalupa to crush our vessel.
This mission has been canceled!
Oh, our ship, what have you done?
How do you like them apples?
I don't love it!
Oh, crap! Oh, wow. Oh, I am so sorry, you guys.
That was like a really expensive ship.
I know. It's just all this talk of tacos, nacho supreme, subs, Cuban sandwiches, Soylent mush, whatever the hell Hamburger Helper is. I'm just so angry.
Alas, Project Blue Eyes has been aborted and will be stricken from the record.
Oh boy, you guys, I was actually getting kind of amped by Taco's speech too. Like, the humans may be idiots, but maybe they ain't so bad after all.
Well, now we'll never know.
And yet you will, someday, eons hence, beyond the follies of that tiny blue orb, humans too shall examine the purpose of their existence. What they shall find is the end of suffering itself. Humans will not perish from this brief cosmic influenza. They shall survive! Or maybe not! I can't really remember, guys! I hit that nebula pretty hard, though. I think it really busted up my brains.
And that's why we love you. Amen.
This has been What's the Point? Written by Michael Sadler. Directed by Christian Suwulka. Featuring Ben Dworkin, Abhirami Rao, Jasmine Spies, and Zach Wobensmith. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, February 3rd, 2025. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram and find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.